I'm Lee Allen Arredondo, and this is a UX cake pop, which is like a bite-sized piece of UX cake. One of the things that I love about going to conferences, besides all of the great presentations that you get lots of inspiration from, is simply the chance to talk with other professionals in your field from all over the globe and with so many different backgrounds. A few of us at UX Cake were at the Interaction 19 conference here in Seattle recently, and our producer Michael Doherty had a chance to ask some of the super smart and experienced UX folks who were attending about the challenges they're facing right now in their work. I really loved this answer from Marie Williams. Marie is the founder and CEO of Dream Networks, CIC, in London. And she talked about both the difficulty and the importance of getting buy-in. Now, this is something that is often at the root of why something might be either a success or a failure. And it's also something that can be really easy to forget about when we're in the throes of a project and trying to move quickly and maybe not thinking about who we need to bring along. Here's Marie's answer.
I would say the biggest challenge I have as a professional is getting everyone to buy into the same vision. So as a product manager or even as a UX designer, you may have done a significant amount of research, understood your user, you really believe what their problem is, but getting everybody's buy-in is really imperative. Also, the biggest lesson learned is to get people involved early, get people to understand early, craft the story together, understand it together, craft the problem together, so you're just more likely to sustain, get everybody else on board, your CEO, your CTO, and actually make that problem statement into something that can be a reality and a product that works.
So if you have struggled with how to get buy-in, know that you are not alone. I mentioned this before, that it's a very common topic in UX, and it's related to so many of the challenges that we face on a regular basis. We've at least touched on it in many of our UX Cake episodes because it's so core to getting anything important done. And there's not a one-size-fits-all answer for how to get buy-in, but there's been a lot of great advice from many of the pros that I've talked with on UX Cake. Way back in episode 2, I talked with longtime executive Eva Manolas about getting buy-in from executives, and she shared how her teams got buy-in for design and research at Amazon. Then in episode 10, Tamara Adlin shared her technique of creating personas with executives, which creates alignment up front, and it also brings those executives into the process of defining who you're solving problems for and what their needs and motivations are, which gets you much further down the road of getting your executives to buy in on solving those problems. And most recently, in episode 28, Marty Neumeier talked about a framework which puts everyone together in framing the problem and identifying solutions, which is really important for getting buy-in from the team and from each decision maker. If you're having trouble getting buy-in, you might also check out episode number 14 with Fiz Yazdi. She created an approach to selling your ideas that's based on a consulting selling strategy, and it has a lot to do with understanding what those you want to sell to are motivated by and what their objective is. So that's it. Short and sweet. I hope this UX Cake Pop helps make your day a little sweeter.